Good afternoon and welcome to Ask the Expert with Dr. Walter Tom of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Tom has offices in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. You can find him online at drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com. Dr. Tom has been voted by you and Press Democrat readers the best cosmetic surgeon for 9 years in a row.
Well, aloha, Sonoma County, Napa County, and Maui. I'm Dr. Walter Tom on Ask the Expert, and I want to thank Jeff, our producer here. How are you doing, Jeff?
Doing all right, Dr. Tom. How about yourself?
Great, and you are going somewhere soon.
I am, indeed.
Where are you going?
Going to Ireland here the 24th through the 29th.
Fantastic. So, Jeff, you're heading off to Ireland. So
go Steelers.
That's the perfect segue, that we kind of think of as the weather's like today, where we've seen a lot of overcast weather. But I've been to Ireland, and it's been so sunny, we all got sunburned, even with a lot of sunblock on. So be careful.
Really?
Take your sunblock, all right?
Oh, we'll do, we'll do.
All right, take your sunblock with you. Have a great time, Jeff. So today, actually, Jeff's heading off to Ireland and kind of segues perfectly into our topic today. We're going to be talking about butter skin. Is glass skin out? Is butter skin in? That's it. You know, I got to not only read all the medical journals and be on YouTube watching on how to do things correctly and improving my techniques, but I also have to be reading the beauty magazines to see what is the latest trends or being on social media. And now we're seeing a move away from glass skin to butter skin. And you're going to see a lot of young lasses out there with butter skin, Jeff, in Ireland.
Sure hope so.
You sure hope so? Okay. We expect an update on your Ireland trip here in about a couple of weeks. So thank you. So yeah, we're going to talk today about butter skin. And I think before we talk about what's new, latest and greatest, let's just talk about the most recent fad that's still going on since 2017. It's been around with us for 8 years, but that is glass skin. And originally kind of emanating out of Korea, of course, these young ladies who were being filmed and photographed were probably in their early 20s, looking like they're about 16. But what we saw with these young ladies that everyone else was trying to be like was glass skin, and they even called it Korean glass skin. And that's where the complexion was just ultra smooth, looked almost with a high shine, almost wet-like look, and it looked like glass. And that's sort of what was the goal for many patients. They wanted to achieve more of that glass skin appearance. Now what we're seeing is a trend, and just recently in this summer, where we're talking more about butter skin. So what is butter skin? So butter skin is, again, smooth skin, but it's looking more plump, very well hydrated, okay? Has a buttery consistency, if you will, almost dewy consistency. And that's why I was talking about Jeff being off in Ireland looking at the Irish lasses and hopefully a lot of dewy butter skin young ladies that he'll get to meet. But that is really what the new trend is looking for, really well hydrated, and I'm going to even say very healthy looking skin. So as I'm talking about these trends, I may have some boomers out there. Remember, I'm a boomer. Yeah, boomer. You may have some Gen Xers out there thinking, Dr. Tom even mentioned glass skin was on these probably 20-something-year-olds out of Korea. What does this have to do with me? So I'm going to backtrack for a moment. So we do consultations at our office at Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery. And by the way, thank you for the introduction, Kathy. We're going to have to update that. I need to thank everybody here in Sonoma County, as well as the people who voted for us in Napa and even in Maui. But we won for the 10th year in a row. Jeff, 10 years in a row. We're so honored.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool. For the Press Democrat Best Cosmetic Surgery, as well as 4 years now for Best Esthetician here in Sonoma County. So we're very proud of that. And I thank all of you for voting for us. When we do our consultations in patients, and they might be boomers, Gen Xers, and so forth, one of the very first things that I talk to them about is about skin health. I tell them that if we can make your skin look healthy, it's going to translate into looking younger, more attractive, sexier, whatever those goals are that you want for yourself. And it's one of the least expensive things that we can help you achieve, okay, is healthy skin. And that's really, in my opinion, the basis of all cosmetic treatments, is having the skin be as healthy as it can be. I can give you examples of patients who have wrinkles. They're boomers. They're older. They come and see us. Maybe they've been equestrians out in the sun. They haven't protected themselves from that Northern California sun. And they may have even deep wrinkles. And we can help them to look better. We can help them to look healthier, number one, which again, and I stand by this, if your skin looks healthier, it translates into looking younger, and it translates into looking more attractive as well as more vibrant, and just gives off a great image to those around you. And most of the time we do things aesthetically for ourselves. It's actually to help us socially in interactions. It doesn't even have to be the opposite sex. It can just be for us feeling confident in how we react to the world and interact with the world. So skin health is very important, and we preach that whether you are 16 years old, actually, even early teens, all the way up into the 90s. Skin health is very important. So let's jump into this right now. So let's talk about butter skin. Okay. So again, we talked about it being smooth. We talked about it, the skin looking plump, and also having a dewy-like consistency or a buttery consistency. So how do we achieve that? So let's start off with just some basic skin care. I'm going to end the show by talking about sunblock, but that's huge. You can spend a lot of money on products, spend a lot of money on any kind of treatments that we might offer at Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery. You're wasting your money if you don't wear sunblock, you don't protect your face from the sun, okay? Doesn't mean you can't be out there. I love being out in the sun. I even drive a convertible from time to time. It's been too hot lately to do that, so I'm driving around my SUV. But, you know, it's just you need to protect your investment, so you have to use sunblock. But now let's get into that more plump, well-hydrated, dewy type of buttery complexion. So one of the things that we can do is we can actually offer you to have very light exfoliation. We don't want it to be harsh, okay? We want the skin to look not inflamed. We want it to look healthy, and we want it to look plump. So very light exfoliators. You can come on in for a consultation with our product team, our skincare team, our esthetician, Denora, and they can go over with you the different products that we have that have light salicylic acid or lactic acid, which can help to, on a more frequent basis, exfoliate the skin to let fresher skin come up to the top. Okay, so that's number one. Then hydrating the skin. Okay, so what would I recommend for that? Well, I'm going to recommend that you use a toner. And toner, when I pump a little bit of toner into my palm of my hand, and I do this, by the way, just so you know, I'm not just preaching this out to our patients, but this is what I actually do. You put a little toner in the palm of my hand and kind of splash it on my face, and it feels like water, and you wonder, you know, am I doing anything? Well, actually you are. I was talking to my good colleague, Dr. Susanna Baggi, about this. And what that toner does is it changes, it sets up the pH. Okay, you may have heard, remember from your high school chemistry, there's pH and it's acidic or basic, okay. But the toner helps to neutralize the pH of our skin and allows the products that we use to penetrate into our skin. So it's a facilitator. Not only is it a what we call an aqueous or water-like product that will actually help to hydrate our skin, but it helps for our other products to penetrate more effectively. So first use a toner. Then one of the important products that we would recommend is hyaluronic acid. I know the word acid sounds bad. I like to call it hyaluronic gel. So hyaluronic acid is actually a natural component of collagen in the world in living things. You hear about it all the time on radio, you know, on commercials and so forth. But that hyaluronic gel is very hydrophilic. And what does that mean? It means it just sucks in water to wherever it is. It can be anywhere from 50 to 500 times. It depends on what you read and the research that's been done. But it has this great affinity to suck in water, okay? So putting it on your skin helps it to penetrate with the toner into our deeper layers. And what it also does is it attracts more moisture into our skin. And I will tell you that I have a lot of patients who love it. We work with a compounding pharmacy to offer our own forms of hyaluronic acid, and we call it Hydrate. And that's exactly what it does. It hydrates the skin. And we have other product lines as well. And again, we will help you to find what is right for you. So, you know, no charges for coming in. All our consultations are complimentary. Come on in and get educated as to what might be best for you. So hydrate, or hyaluronic acid, is great to start that hydration process of our skin. Okay, so that's number one. So we want to drive hydration into the skin with our skincare products. Then secondly, we want to seal it, because we lose water through our skin. That's what sweating is. But we also do it just throughout the day, and we can, our skin can get dehydrated, and our barriers become less and less as we get older. By the way, in terms of just collagen, so you have an idea, probably we're at the peak of our best collagen in our face in our mid-20s. And then after that, it goes down. And we, they can throw numbers at you, 1% a year, whatever it may be. But we know that the aging process does start in the mid to late 20s. I know that's a bummer, but if we take good care of ourselves, we can look great all of our lives. Okay, so what we want to do now is we want to seal that moisture in. And so one of the significant components is called ceramides, ceramides. Our skin is actually a lipid layer, and I'm getting a little technical on you now, so kind of a fatty layer in our skin. And these ceramides help to seal the skin and seal the hydration within our skin itself. So, for instance, again, working with the products that we've helped with the compounding pharmacy to offer to our patients, it's our Dr. Tom Restore, which is high in ceramides, which helps to seal the hydration in your skin. And again, if you have your own products that contain that, that's great. You know, whatever works best for you is what's going to be best for you. It doesn't have to be necessarily what we carry, but come on in and get educated, okay? So ceramides help to seal in that fluid. So those are the products that we would recommend. And again, the last step always is sunblock. All right. So how do we now help you, besides skincare products, to achieve this buttery complexion? Well, one of the very first steps that I would recommend would be a hydrafacial. And I know that it's kind of all the rage right now. So what is a hydrafacial? I tell people the hydrafacial is a little bit like commercial carpet cleaning. We can go to to your local hardware store, and you're going to do it yourself, and you get a carpet cleaner, and you go and you clean your carpet. It looks pretty good, and you're proud of yourself, save a few dollars, and it looks good, okay? Then you go and you have the commercial carpet cleaners come in and they do it. And all of a sudden, oh my gosh, your carpet looks like new and it's plumped up and you can feel the hydration in the fibers. That's kind of what the hydrofacial does. So it cleanses, okay, using streams of fluid. And then it also drives in serums that will help to nourish your skin. One thing that a lot of people don't know as part of the hydrofacial system is there is a light exfoliator or a light peel that is in the hydrofacial. Now, you remember I had mentioned that with just products, you might want to have not harsh, but light exfoliators that will help to take off that top dead layer of skin, bring the younger, newer skin to the surface, and work on hydrating that skin itself. So that's what the hydrofacial can do. Also, and I had mentioned the equestrian patients of ours, a hydrofacial does deep cleaning. It really helps to pull out the dirt, if you will, the grime that we're all exposed to. And in fact, I know a lot of times, Denora, our esthetician, likes to show the collection, and the patients go, oh, yeah, you know, look at that. That was on my skin, right? And even if you wash your face frequently, you don't realize the buildup. And especially for women who wear makeup or guys who wear makeup, you will definitely see that it's harder to cleanse the face at night. So hydrofacials, I think, are key. If you are lucky enough, you can do one every 3 weeks. I think that's great. Do it however, you know, it fits with your pocketbook budget, but definitely hydrofacials are helpful to drive in hydration, cleanse and drive in hydration with light exfoliation. So that, in my opinion, is one of the best ways to achieve that buttery look. Now, I'm not picking out of the equestrians. My daughter's an equestrian, but I kind of use them because for a lot of these poor people who are working out in the sun all the time, or you're a laborer out in the sun, we see over time and over the decades, the skin starts to look more wrinkled, look more aged, sun damage, okay? And you're beginning to see that lack of collagen and hydration in the skin. And the next treatment I'm going to tell you about, I love, and I was very skeptical. So there's a treatment that was introduced by Allergan, the makers of Botox, and it's called SkinVive, V-I-V-E, SkinVive, or think of Viva Las Vegas, right? And adding life back to your skin. And its component is, once again, hyaluronic acid or hyaluronic gel. Okay, well, isn't that the same thing in Juvederm and Restylane and so forth? It is, but it's how it's made in the lab, even though it's a naturally occurring substance, but it's manufactured in a lab. It's how they cross-link it. So it could be very gel-like, and it can be also a little bit more liquid-like. So with SkinVive and the way that it's created, it's a little more liquid-like, and again, it still has the properties of attracting a volume of water or fluid into that area from the molecules of the hyaluronic acid or hyaluronic gel. So what we do is we actually inject that directly into the thickest portion of the skin. We don't do it under the skin. We're not trying to plump up the face in terms of adding volume to the face. We're not actually injecting it into a wrinkle to try to fill the wrinkle. What we're trying to do by directly injecting maybe 40 injections on one side of the face, 40 injections on the left side of the face, we're trying to introduce hyaluronic acid or hyaluronic gel to begin to absorb fluid and to retain fluid in our skin so we have this plump, more buttery look. So even if we have wrinkles, even if you have lip lines, smile lines, because the skin has been plumped up and looks healthier, you look, of course, healthier and more vibrant. You look younger and you look more attractive. And that's SkinVive, and that's what we use. And I will tell you that initially I was actually a little skeptical of this, but I've had the treatment myself. We've been doing it on our patients for the last 3 years. I think it's a great treatment for anyone of any age, but especially I'm going to say for people when they just first start to see their skin is changing. They're thinking maybe it's looking like it's thinning or drying out. And absolutely for the Gen Xers and the baby boomers, I'm going to recommend SkinVive. I think it's great. And to get an idea and what I use, and of course you're speaking on a KSRO Ask the Expert right now, so you're on the radio, but I am going to have this published on YouTube on our Dr. Walter Tom channel. But if you were to just look at the side view of your finger and then you just look at your fingernail. That's your epidermis. That's what we see when we look at our skin. It's very thin. Then if you look at the pulp of your finger, that's the thickness of your dermis. And that's where we're injecting the SkinVive or the hyaluronic acid of SkinVive into those areas. Now, you said, wait a minute, you said about 40 injections on each side of my face. And yeah, that's what I said. I always tell people I'm the president of the Weenie Club, but I'm an empathetic weenie. And so one thing that we do is first we cleanse your face, and then we have you put a topical anesthetic on, and we leave that on for a good 20-plus minutes. Then we also have a little bit of happy gas, and the commercial name of it is called Pronox, which is a combination of oxygen and nitrous oxide. And what's great about it is you breathe through this machine, and it's only initiated when you take a deep breath yourself, and it helps to introduce what this old-fashioned laughing gas, but what it is an analgesic, so it just makes you feel a little drunk, and you don't feel those injections, or you feel very minimal parts of those injections. And so we many times recommend that you use Pronox when you have that injection, just to make it be a very positive experience. And if that sounds a little scary to you, I will tell you that from personal experience, they actually use this Pronox or this nitrous oxygen combination in labor and delivery. And you know, we won't do anything that we think might put the mom or the baby at risk. And I can tell you that my grandson Wyatt, his mama was using Pronox when she was in labor, okay? And it's self-administered, so you can't overdose yourself with it. So it's a great technique that we use for other services as well, especially if somebody has a lower pain threshold. So that's Pronox. And that's a great way of having the SkinVive done on the face. And so I've had it on my face and really liked the results. Now, you know, we're looking and we listen to our patients. And one of the other concerns that patients come in is they always say, oh, I hate my neck. Okay. And you know, what can you do for my neck short of having a face and neck lift. So we look at different treatments. We might recommend Sculptra underneath the skin to help to plump up the neck itself. But for the skin itself, which is thin, we have recently been using SkinVive and injecting directly into the neck. And we have been seeing some remarkable results. Now, when I say remarkable, the skin just looks better. The patient looks better. I'm not saying it tightens up the skin to make it look like you have a neck lift. I am not saying that at all. But in terms of looking healthier, looking more attractive, absolutely, SkinVive in the neck has been highly effective for our patients. In fact, I like the results on our patients so much that one of these days when we get time, I'm actually going to have Mary, our lead nurse, inject my neck, and I'll probably put it on YouTube as well and film it of me getting that. And I'll probably be a weenie, and I'll have the Pronox as well, the laughing gas, so that I can do that. And the cool thing about the Pronox is, unlike having to take maybe some pain medication beforehand or some sedation medication, is that we wait 10, 15 minutes, check on you, making sure you're okay, you can drive home and you're not under the influence at all because it is metabolized that quickly. So always safety first for our patients. So that is how we would recommend you achieving butter skin. So products would be, first of all, and come on in for a complimentary consultation, some light exfoliation products. Okay. But then looking at hydrating the skin. So we would recommend hyaluronic acid, or in our case, our Dr. Tom Hydrate, or Quench. Excuse me, I said hydrate because we're talking about hydrate, but the name of it is Quench, like you're thirsty. Oh God, my team's going to give me a hard time. So Dr. Tom Quench. And then we want to seal in. We want to seal in this moisture. And so ceramides, that's the key word. Ceramides are important. So it would be, again, our Dr. Tom Restore. And those would be the products that we would recommend along with sunblock. Okay. And in terms of what we can do, maybe more service oriented, a little bit more invasively, even though it's minimally invasive, I would recommend the Hydrafacial. Remember the commercial carpet cleaner story, analogy that I gave you. So we're cleaning your skin, industrial strength cleaning, and we're exfoliating it some. And then we are hydrating it with serums and peptides. Okay. So we get that plumped up, really nice, almost new looking carpet. And that's what a Hydrafacial is. And then as we age, and you can come on in again for a complimentary consultation, I would recommend the injection into the dermis, so the thickest part of our skin, which tends to lose its hydration and collagen. And I would use SkinVive, which is hyaluronic acid, and inject in that area. And I love it on the face. I've had it done myself. And I am absolutely, for the appropriate patient, recommending it for the neck, and very excited about that. Okay. So pretend that now you're saying, hey, you know, I love that buttery thing, but maybe I kind of like the glass skin look. It's not over for me. I want that glass skin. Well, I'm going to do this real quickly in the next minute. So glass skin, getting that kind of wet, almost glass-like look. And we can see that a little bit more maybe in the 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds. So the key is more frequent exfoliation. So definitely coming in for peels. Our Abaji Radiance Peel is a great one for that. And then there are going to be certain topicals that I think are good product-wise, and that's with niacinamide. Niacinamide, and our particular product is called Glass, after glass skin, using niacinamide, and then improving the texture for smooth skin. So microneedling with PRP or PRF is a great way to go. And we'll go back and we'll talk about glass skin because I don't think it's out. But butter skin, we talked about for that plump, smooth look. We want you to hydrate up the skin. So you're going to be using hyaluronic acid on top. You're going to be sealing it with ceramide topicals, protecting it with sunblock in order to really get that deep carpet cleaning, cleansing, Hydrafacials. And then after that, we're going to augment it with injections of SkinVive or hyaluronic gel. So that's how we get buttery skin. If you're thinking about that, please give us a call at Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery. And I think that's all the time we have. And I'm going to turn it back over to you, Jeff. Thank you so much. And have a great time in Ireland, Jeff.
You've been listening to Dr. Tom of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. Check out all the great information online at drtomcosmetic.com as well as on YouTube. We'll see you next week at 12:30 p.m. right here on KSRO.